What do you know? Zebedee has figured out a new delaying tactic.
This is Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio. Ooh, and I'm interested.
Story time. So every night, you know, bedtime. Bedtime at our house is, it's a long, drawn-out process at this point because I've got seven children, six of them at home, and they go to bed at different times. Most of them actually go to bed after I do. But the two youngest, Zebedee and Mercy. Zebedee is 6, Mercy is 8. They go to bed about a half hour before I do at like 7.
Ah.
So every night there's a little bedtime routine. Well, Zebedee has added a new thing in that every night once they're settled in bed, time for sleep, Dad, can I have a cough drop?
Oh.
Which I hated cough drops as a kid. I don't know what. But I've been giving him one, and it's like he I don't know if he thinks it's like candy or if he has no taste buds or what, but then he has that's just a new thing that he's added. But our bedtime routine is a Bible story book, like mm-hmm. we have little children's Bible story books, and then prayer and sometimes a song. Mm-hmm. And it's just very important to do these patterns where they get used to doing that so that hopefully, you know, down the road, when we stop doing it with them because they're teenagers, whatever, they're like, oh, where's my bedtime Bible story? Where's my prayer time and song? And they'll start to do it on their own. But maybe he'll stop doing the cough drop thing. And I'm dreading the day it's going to happen when he's sucking on that thing and then goes to sleep and then it wakes up in his hair.
Oh.
I think that'll be the last time we let him do that.
Maybe.
Here's I'm Make Away from I Am They on Kinship Radio.